So it's the eve of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very most often in the modern day expression and expansion of the Krishna consciousness movement, naturally people hear of Krishna first. And we could say, well, that's the way Mahaprabhu wants it. Even when he told Nityananda Prabhu to go to Bengal to preach, he said, you know, like he had told on his tour, Amar Gyai Guru Hoya Taroe Desh Jaridako Tarikaho Krishna Upadesh. It's my order, wherever you go, whomever you shall meet, tell them about Krishna. But I told Nityananda Balaram being the first other than Krishna, he can be opposed to Krishna's suggestion sometimes for the necessity of Leela, not in a mayic way, a yoga mayic way. As Shiva can also be part of the noble opposition in different pastimes. But Balaram, so Nityananda, he broke Mahaprabhu's danda. He has his own way. There's no greater follower of Mahaprabhu, no greater promoter of Sri Chaitanya Dev. But when Mahaprabhu says, you go to Bengal and preach to them, Krishna Upadesh, and Nityananda Prabhu, yes, sir. And he goes to Bengal, and what is it? Gora Upadesh, Gor Nam Gor, you know. What is it? Bajagoranga, Kahagoranga, Lahagoranga Nam, worship Goranga, always engage in Gorkata, speaking about Goranga, take the name of Goranga. So ostensibly, he is transgressing that order. Is there some fault on his part? Or is rather he's providing the shortcut or to the lift, the shortcut to the lift, because it says Mahaprabhu is taking to Krishna conception just like a lift, an elevator in a building, and those modern buildings, they have the elevator. Sometimes its first stop is after 100 floors. It skips everything in between and just, that's the first plane. So he's saying, Gaur Leela is taking everyone, you know, like that way, to Krishna Leela. But how to get to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. So he knows, Heno nitai bine bai Radha Krishna paite nai, nitai koruna habe braje Radha Krishna pabe. Narottam Thakur, who's the author, the composer of Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, we should note, right? Means he's identified that our goal is the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. Even though his guru is Lokanath Goswami, Guru Maharaj would quote one of his songs where he's saying, when will my guru, Lokanath Goswami, take me by the hand and offer me in service to the lotus feet of Sri Rupa? So that person who wrote the song through which Saraswati Thakur transmitted the Rupa Nugalayan to Srila Guru Maharaj, he's praising like anything the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu and saying, without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, all this, your Radha Krishna idea is a fantasy. It's fictitious. There's no substance there. Without his mercy, you cannot enter that plane. So this, the inversion of that tells us that Nityananda Prabhu, he knows fully well what he's doing. We could say, He's the ultimate fanatical follower of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Is he oblivious to the consequences of that connection? I don't think so. He knows, as we told the other day, at the Rath Yatra, where Mahaprabhu, his Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita, enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, and he is expressing her divine sentiments in his dance movements, actually. We're told sometimes the Uddanda Nritya means leaping up in the air like a danda, and then coming back down, arms right, and just leaping up very high and coming down again, that type of dancing. Then the Tandava Nritya means mad, wild, frenetic dancing, that type of lost and that sort of divine madness. And then there's described the Madhura Nritya. It's very sweet, swaying movement, expressing another type of emotion. And from a distance, we hear Nityananda Prabhu, who's lost and is spinning off in his own divine madness, as is Advaita and the others, the principal dancers. What a wonderful vision indeed. All these kirtan parties with these great devotees, who Rakeshwara Pandit, Achyutananda, Advaita Charja, Nityananda Prabhu, and others, and the great singers, Mukunda, and so many others. That Nityananda Prabhu, he looks back to the Rath Yatra chariot, Hare Krishna, and he sees not only that Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani dancing and expressing himself, but what is the problem?
No problem.
No, there is. Milo, Hare Krishna. He doesn't recognize someone. Hare Krishna. Okay. So Nityananda Prabhu, he's looking at the Rath Yatra chariot, and he sees that Radharani is dancing in front of the Rath. It doesn't say he's seeing Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani. Rather, said moment he sees Rad, he's so lost in that mood and bhav that it appears he's become Radharani herself. And so we're talking Nityananda Prabhu, keeping some distance, he knows if he comes before him, seeing Nityananda, Balaram, that mood will recede. It will be suppressed in his presence. So he knows that fully well. So we're told, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, you come in connection with Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, you give an entrance into that plane. So Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, who is none other than Astasaki Tungavidya, expresses in the Chaitanya Chandramritam. And to qualify this, understand, so one of the Astasakis, the eight Parama Prestasakis, Radharani, is telling you in Gaura Lila as Prabodhananda Saraswati, here's how you should make your approach to this plane. That's how we should take it. Who would be more qualified person to make this recommendation than someone who has not only a position in that plane, one of the highest positions possible to have in that plane? This advice or this recommendation is descending from that plane into this plane through the agency of Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, Astasaki Tungavidya. So many others, they may have their ideas of how to make your approach. Whose recommendation would be more perfect? So he writes in Chaitanya Chandramitam, Yata yata gaura padara vinde, vindeta bhaktim krita punyarasi, tata tatot sarpati hridya kasmat, radha padam boja sudamburasi. Yathayana, Gaura Padara Vinde, the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Vindeta Bhaktim, Krita Punya Rasi, here means, Krita Punya means like the Bhagavatam verse that's announcing cryptically the appearance of the golden avatar, Sri Chaitanya Dev. It says, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam, Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yagye Sankirtane Praye Yajantihi Sumedasa. Sumedasa, Guru Maharaj renders as those of refined theistic intellect, they will be able to decipher and appreciate what is being expressed here. In other words, not everyone will catch it. This is esoteric of the esoteric things. You're being told how to enter Krishna Leela. As if someone carefully would read all the scriptures and what is being expressed there, then their target would be Krishna Leela. But they would also have to conclude that it would be almost impossible to enter there, inasmuch as it's reserved for the highest section of liberated souls. If someone could make their way through all this theistic culture, and you know, comparative analysis, and then understand about the what's in the saguna, the material world, and then rise up, you know, through the, you know, karma misra bhakti to jnana misra bhakti, to go from the earthly planets to the heavenly planets to Indra loka and beyond, you know, finally to Brahma loka, transcending there to Shiva loka, and then on the outskirts of the Vaikuntha world, and understand. It goes further to Ayodhya of Ramlila, to Dwaraka, Mathura, Vrindavan, Govardhan, Radhakunda. Then they would have to reasonably, honestly think, this is impossible of impossible. Just that you could comprehend this intellectually would be astonishing enough, but then you would have to come to the conclusion, if you see who is there and who is not there, or who's in a secondary position, think, what hope have I of ever entering this plane? Yadvanchana Sri Lalanacharatapo, Lakshmi Devi, for lifetimes, these things are significant. For lifetimes, she was engaged in austerity, and the tapovan means the forest where you engage in austerities and penances, the tapovan. Because Guru Maharaj once said that how astonished, when he came in connection with Gaudiya Math, he said, that ancient culture in the tapovan, in the Vedas, that's now available in Calcutta, you know, or in the modern world. He found that astonishing because he knows what it is. But so what does it say there? Kasyapi, Kasyana Bhavosya Chadeva Vidmahe, Tavangri Renu Sparasha Dikara, Yadvanchana Sri Lalana Charatapo, Vihaya Kaman Suchitam Dridham Brita. The wives of Kali are saying, because after Krishna's lotus feet, they're saying, like, those lotus feet that everyone is aspiring to have a glimpse of, or even, you know, the remotest touch of those lotus feet. Her husband can't get Krishna's lotus feet out of his head or off of his head. His heads are swollen from the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna. And they're thinking, is that a rain or a wind? Okay. The environment is responding in different ways and preparing for Gaura Purnima, I think. So they're thinking, they say, and Lakshmi Devi went to the Tapovan for so many lifetimes, and here's our husband with the swollen heads due to being pounded by the beautiful reddish lotus feet of Krishna. So, what is it? Oh, the Sumedasa, those of the refined theistic intellect, they can see the connecting thread between all these slokas. Remember Krishna, one of his names, Uttama Sloka. He is the sloka. He's revealing himself through them. It's not he's something and the sloka is another thing. It's a slokic representation of himself. And so when we see, and it's inaccessible to the intellect, which is actually a beautiful thing, not a frustrating thing. That's a beautiful thing. That means, in a sense, it's protected. As Kaviraj Goswami will say sometimes in Charitamritam, what is described here is so confidential, it shouldn't be broadcast for fear that those who are unqualified will misunderstand what it is. So, therefore, it shouldn't be broadcast. He's saying, but only the devotees, that means heart, those who have the right heart, they're the only people who will appreciate, be able to recognize what it is. He said, so I feel safe and secure in presenting it, because the people who shouldn't be exposed to it, they won't get it. They won't understand what it is. So, and we can say, well, there's so many great scholars, they're studying it. Yes, and we see they don't get it. They don't understand properly what it is. Once one devotee was like studying these scholars' take on Gaudiya Vaishnavism, and in Guru Maharaj's presence, he kept mentioning the name of this one scholar, whose name I won't mention. But when he mentioned his name one more time, Guru Maharaj said, I throw him in my rubbish bin. He mentioned him by name and said, I throw him in my rubbish bin. And that devotee was like shocked, but the Bengali devotee Sarva Bhavana was there. And he leaned over and said, at least he has some place with you, Maharaj. Like in his garbage can. He thought, oh, to be in your garbage can, quite an achievement for him. So he's not totally lost.
Generous view of the devotee.
Right, and we see, I mean, that type of Vaishnavata is very much appreciated. And so when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Gopinathacharya, Mahaprabhu, he's found before Jagannath fainted. We know before that, as we told, he's traveling with whom? Nityananda, Jagadananda, Pandit, Damodar, and Mukunda, according to Charitamritam. Guru Maharaj makes a point of it. Chaitanya Bhagavat gives something else. Saraswati Thakur said, if it ever comes to that, we side with Charitamritam. But so there, and when after Nityananda broke Mahaprabhu's danda, and there's various interpretations of that to show he's not an Ekadanda sannyasi. He broke it, it's in three pieces. He's Trivenu, like in the Bhagavatam. You know, the Hare Krishna. These things are going on. Okay, I assume everything. The environment is getting excited. Can't wait. That's why all the animation comes at this. Now I understand why they're suddenly appearing, coming out there to greet Gaurachandra. So Mahaprabhu's thinking, again, this is their divine play and repartee, and he's thinking, who knows what Nityananda will do next, if he's capable of this kind of thing. So Mahaprabhu tells them, I'll give you a choice. either you go ahead and I remain behind here, or I go first and you follow me, but I'm not going together. I really like that for some reason. And the devotee, I mean, I should understand, very painful for them who have so much love to be separated from him for a moment or so, but it's his divine will. But so the how they maintain their composure, and they're always thinking of him, they think, you go first. Because they're thinking, if they go first and Mahaprabhu is lost in his divine madness, who knows what can happen? Yes, it's true, we can't predict the behavior of Nityananda Prabhu, but without saying the same, this is too much for us. At least if you're going in front and we're coming, then that we're okay with. And so then Mahaprabhu starts going, and we're told, although it should take around 3 hours from where they are, it takes something like 9 or 12, because an anticipation of Jagannath Darshan, his body is trembling, showing ecstasy, he's falling to the ground, tears are shooting out of his eyes like out of a syringe. And so what should have taken a shorter time, it's taking a very long time, but it's like the contraction and expansion of time and space. But then arriving and seeing the chakra atop the main dome, his running with great and enthusiasm and feeling. And when he finally sees Jagannath, we're told Mahaprabhu, he sees Shyama Sundara Krishna. Remember, Jagannath is Dwaraka Krishna. Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani and Brajagopi. So even when they see Dwaraka Krishna, their divine vision reveals Shyama Sundara, because they want Krishna with the flute and the gopa vesh of a cowherd. That's their Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan. So even there's the figure of Jagannath, but he's seeing Shyama Sundara Krishna and feeling this intense separation, he's fainted. And not merely fainted, as we told, that means no longer conscious of the external world due to being totally absorbed internally in that world. So cannot even stand or keep the body, appearing in an almost death-like state of divine ecstasy. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he's the expert on these things. He knows all, these things are described in the scriptures in various places, and what they call Asta, what is it? Asta Sattvika Vikar, it has another name, Sudipta. There are different names given for it. And Rupa Goswami also describes these things in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, saying sometimes there's one or two emotions somewhat lit, ignited, and controllable. That's one level. There's another level when it's, three, four, five emotions with more intensity, and I forget the names, but lit, on fire. But the last day he calls blazing, where he said, all eight of these different types of ecstatic emotions are present at once to an infinite degree. And he calls that blazing. That's the condition Mahaprabhu is in. And when the guards, they think, they're reading him as a sentimental person. It happens. People go and they start expressing sentiments, they faint, ordinary people do that in India. We've seen it. They're thinking it's something like that. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, no. He recognizes, he's thinking, these things are only shown, in the Mahapurush of the highest order. He's not thinking he's Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, he's thinking he's a Mahapurush, a Siddha Mahatma, perfected, highest realized soul. And we're told he and the devotees
They carry Mahaprabhu
to his house. It says in one way, like the way the ants carry something, like you see them, they're all like Mahaprabhu's, what did Gurudev say, like 2 meters, 2.5, very tall, yeah. 7 feet, whatever that translates to, over 7 feet. 7 feet, 6 inches, which is a lot of metric. And they bring him there. And by that time, Gopinath Acharya, there's some relation there with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he shows up. And they start having a dialogue about Mahaprabhu's divinity. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he's thinking, no doubt he's a highly exalted soul. He's a Siddha Purush. You know. And Gopinath Acharya is saying, no, what, you're supposed to be Vasudev Sarvabhauma. You have this Sarvabhauma, means like in all the land, he's the top pundit, the man who knows everything. And he's saying, so you know all these scriptural quotes, you know everything, but one thing you don't know is who is lying before you in your house is Swayam Bhagavan, you know, the personality of Godhead. And Sarvabhauma is saying, yes, but we're told in this age there is no Leela avatar, there's no avatar. Therefore, he's known as Triyuga. He appears in three ages. And he's giving his slokas to support his position. But Gopinath Acharya, he starts making reference to these slokas, which we can say, on one point of view, it's a cryptic way of expressing this, but for those who know the encryption, it becomes obvious. So from Prahlad Maharaj in the 7th canto of the Bhagavatam, what does it say? Triyugo tatsam kalo chana kalo. In the Kali Yuga, he appears in a hidden way. He appears, but he's hidden. That means he's, as previous incarnations come and they have these overt pastimes, sometimes of dispensing with the opposition, that's not his way. Sango Pangashtra Parshadam. His weapons are, you know, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu and his devotees. And he mentions Mahabharata, Suvarna Varna Hemango, Barangas Chandanagadi, Sanyasa Krishtamat Shanto, Nishta Shanti Parayanaha. Saying here in Mahabharata, even there's, you know, Hemanga, you know, Gauranga, whose, you know, form is golden and he will take sannyas and liberate the world. Different things are described there. Also in the Bhagavatam, as we told, the Krishnavarnam sloka, Krishnavarnam Trisha Krishnam Sango Pangashtra Parshadam Yagye Sankirtani Pray Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. Krishna, always taking the name of Krishna, Krishna, these syllables, Krishnavarna. He's Krishna, but he's not Krishna in the sense of Shyama, blackish. He's Akrishnam, means it's opposite. The opposite of that means of black, those in color theory, no, I mean yellow, golden, here. Jiva Goswami, as it's called, Anta Krishna, internally is Krishna, Anta Krishna, Bahir Gauram, Darshitang Garibaibhavam, Kalo Sankirtanadyesma, Krishna Chaitanyam Asrita. Anta Krishna, internally is Krishna, but Bahir Gauram, he's showing this golden form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Why? Due to Radharani's connection. We hear in the beginning of the Charitamritam, the What Guru Maharaj said, those first 14 slokas, we didn't say, what is it? The first six, well, particularly 3, 4, 5, 6, they're about Mahaprabhu. 1 and 2, Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu together. Then later, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, and the Panchatattva. Guru Maharaj says, this is the steel frame upon which the Chaitanya Charitamritam is built. Just like the skyscraper. What is that called? The structure that they build it upon.
Foundation.
No, but there's the foundation, and then there's... Guru Maharaj says steel frame. I assume that conveys the idea. So he's saying, these slokas are the steel frame that the rest of the Chaitanya Charitamritam is built upon, right? And we can say, but also, they're foundational. And what do we hear there for? That from Rupa Goswami, when later we will find out in Chaitanya Charitamritam that Mahaprabhu wants Rupa Goswami, he wants to show his qualifications to all the devotees. So he knows he is working on these dramas and making these beautiful Sanskrit compositions. And they should always begin with, you invoke the blessings of your Ishta Devata, you praise your worshipable deity. So Mahaprabhu, before getting to the Krishna Nam Sloka, remember, and he descended to distribute Krishna Nam, so that's going to be very much appreciated. But he's saying, tell us the sloka about your worshipable deity. How it began, and Ramananda's there to examine because he's also a master. And Rupa Goswami's a little hesitating. And Mahaprabhu, like, don't be shy. He wants everyone to see. And Rupa Goswami, when he starts saying, who is his worshipable deity? He says, Anarpita Charim Chirat Korna Avatirna Kalo Samar Payatam Unatojala Rasam Swabhakti Sriyam Hari Purata Sundar Duti Kadamba Sandipita Sada Hridaya Kandare Spuratu Va Sachinandana. Saying, my worshipable deity is you. And Mahaprabhu was saying, there's some sort of exaggeration being expressed here. Let's go on to the other slokas. Because he doesn't, remember, he's in the mood of a devotee almost incessantly. So to be he's in the mood of devotee, to be praised as Swayam Bhagavan, and it makes him very uncomfortable to hear those things. So he's either covering his ears or deferring to something else. He's trying to avoid that. But devotees like Advaita and Srivas are saying, like, if the sun appears and illumines everything, is it not, a joke if the sun tries to conceal its position? No, it's impossible. So it's impossible for you actually to conceal your position. And so they have this delightful banter at times. But Rupa Goswami reveals, this is my worshipable deity, you, Sachinandan. But he didn't, it would be more embarrassing to say, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he says, who? The son of Mother Sachi. And Mahaprabhu is saying, I know who that is. And so he's trying to avoid that sort of glorification. But that Rupa Goswami is saying, and Krishna is Kaviraj, this is the verse he selects after praising Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu together. First, what is the first verse? Bande Gurun. Isha Bhaktan, Ishan, Ishavatarakan, Tat Prakasham, Jatat Chakti, Krishna Chaitanya Samyakam. And I once wrote about this. Think of these first two words, Bande Gurun. I offer my obeisances to the spiritual masters, plurality. So if you're not ready to accept the plurality, then you can't enter the first two words, then you can't enter into a proper understanding of what is being expressed here. Has that Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, Who is he after? And then the next one is that Bande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gaudaudiye Pushpavanto Chitrasando Tamonudo. Gaur and Nityananda, they've risen like the simultaneous rising of the sun and moon and the sky, illuminating everything and rescuing everyone, saving all the fallen souls. So that's first. But then the first sloka, the third one, he's actually quoting Rupa Goswami. That's the beauty of Kaviraj Goswami. And we understand something about his Vaishnavism, his Vaishnavata. This, it's your work. And so he wrote these first two, glorifying Mahaprabhu, you know, the guru, and the avatars and everyone. And then Mahaprabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu. But now he's going to express, in his opinion, how to fully, properly express who is Mahaprabhu. He's going to quote Rupa Goswami and Swarup Damodar. Because we will read in the Chaitanya Charitamritam statements like, only Swarup Damodar knows fully who Mahaprabhu is and why he appeared in this world. If anyone knows anything substantial about Mahaprabhu, they must have heard it from him. On the face, that seems like a simple statement, but it's also profound. It also tells us, when somebody puts forward some so-called interpretation that is not in line with what is expressed by Swarup Damodar, we reject it. It's invalid. And on that note, I think of Guru Dev sometimes. And someone would come to visit him and he would say, he's surrounded by some other devotees and maybe he's like a little reluctant to speak, and he would say, I am invalid. And he'd say, but my friends are valid. So we reject it. He's saying, if they know something substantial about Mahaprabhu, they must have heard it from Swarup Damodar. So Kaviraj Goswami, when he's presenting like this, as you say, foundation and this superstructure, what is it? Anarpita charim chirat korana avatirana kalo, the sloka Rupa Goswami gave. So Sri Rupa, he's in the line of Sri Rupa. Sri Rupa's vision of who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's saying, he's come to give what was never given before. Unatojvala rasam. Unata ujvala rasa means the highest type. Ujvala rasa here means madura rasa. The highest type, the highest expression of that. And what does it say? Hari purata sundar dyuti, saying how beautiful he is. Kadamba Sandipita, how effulgent is his divine form illuminating everything. He's saying, and may that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu be situated in the core of your heart. That's his prayer, and it's very beautiful. And indicating what he came, why he descended. And it's an allusion also to Krishna, Nam Sankirtan, right? So, then, saying, so that's the Lord, you know, Bahiranga Sange Kori, Nam Sankirtan, but then Antaranga Sange Kori, Rasa Ashvadan. And he starts explaining these things, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, by Krishna speaking in first person, getting at what is his internal reason for appearing. If he's come, like in that dialogue with Sarvabhauma and Gopinathacharya, saying, no, there's the Yuga avatar. You missed us, the Yuga avatar, who comes and gives Krishna Nam to everyone. And while they're discussing, Gopinath Acharya says that but what use is this sort of argument? Unless you have a little mercy from the Lord, you won't be able to understand it. Atapite deva padam bhujadvaya prashad alesh anugrihita evahe. Prashad alesh means a little mercy. Not a big intellect, that you've got. No one has a bigger intellect than you. His Brihaspati, the guru of the demigods, descended as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And incidentally, we read in Navadita Mahatmyam, Gopinath Acharya later appears as Baladev Bidyabhushan in the Sampradaya and gives the Govinda Bhasya and this outstanding seva to the Sampradaya. But he's telling Sarvabhauma, the intellect you have, who has a greater intellect than you? But it's not a question of intellectualism, right? But you have to have some mercy. And we're back to Nitai Koruna Habe Braje Radha Krishna Pave, right? The necessity of getting the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and devotees. So, Gaura Padara Binde, Sumedasa. Their Krita Punyarasi, Guru Maharaj says, means Sumedasa means Sukritivan, those who possess sufficient Sukriti, a refined theistic intellect, they will see the entrance to Krishna Leela is Gaura Leela. The entrance to Vrindavan is Navadvip. The entrance into the Rasa Leela is the Nam Sankirtan of Mahaprabhu. He said that the Nam Sankirtan of Mahaprabhu is the Rasa Leela in distribution mode. As he told me, pastimes of Krishna, Madhurja, ultimate sweetness, Krishna Leelamrita. Krishna Leelamrita Sar, Tar Shata Shata Dar, Das Dike Jaha Hoite, Se Chaitanya Leela Hoi, Sarovara Akshoi, Manasa Hungsa Charaha Tahate. At the conclusion of Madhya Leela, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami Prabhu is drawing a comparison between Krishna Leela and Gaura Leela. He's not merely saying, Krishna Leela is, Amrita Sar, the essence of all nectar and substance, and Gaura Leela is like that too. No. What would be the necessity? That wouldn't be introducing anything unique noteworthy and significant. He's saying, Krishna Leela Amrita Sar. Krishna Leela, it is that ultimate nectarine substance. As we told, eighth canto, Mohini Murti, the devas and the asuras churning the milk ocean with the Mandara hill on the back of the Kurma avatar, Prishte Brahmya Amanda Mandari Giri Gravagya Kanduyanan, relieving his itch. And we told, what is produced from that ocean? The Lakshmi Devi, the moon. Krishna appears in the Chandravamsa. So it's not just, oh, the moon, that's interesting. It's significant. Lakshmi Devi is significant, who is in the forest doing the tapovans, they're trying to enter the Rasa Leela. This ultimate substance is coming. So Krishna Leela, but still, who can enter there? It's reserved for the highest section of liberated souls. So, but what he's saying at the conclusion of Madhya Leela is, then what is Gaura Leela? If that's what Krishna Leela is, what is Gaura Leela? It's the magnanimous distribution of Krishna Leela. What is impossible to enter and is otherwise inaccessible is now being magnanimously distributed. Das Dike means the 10 directions. That means, implies everywhere, and it also hints at that is being given to those who are less than qualified. Right? So he's saying, though that, therefore, back to Prabodhananda, this is where you should concentrate all your energy, is in Gauralila. Back to what Nityananda Prabhu said, worship Gauranga, engage in Gaurkatha, right? By, you know, developing your affection from him, from Gaur Prem, automatically you get Krishna Prem, you get entrance there. So what does Prabodhananda Saraswati say? Tata tutot sarputi hridya kasmat radha padamboja sudamburasi. What will be the result of putting all your energy in serving the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu? Automatically, subconsciously, deep from within the core of your heart, the radha rasa shudhaniri will begin to flow. And then we can say, and those souls awakening, springing out of the soil of Vrindavan. Thus has Uddhava identified as the point of aspiration, asam, aho, charanrayenu jusam ahangsham, Vrindavane kimapi guma latosadina. Be a brajalata in the soil of Vrindavan, atomic presence in that plane. Because Radha Padman Kitadam Vrindavan Jaranam. Radharani and Brajagopis are moving there. Their lotus feet are touching the soil of Vrindavan, that Chinmoy soil. He's saying, if I have an atomic presence in that plane and some of the dust from her holy lotus feet come upon my head, thereby my existence will be consecrated. So, Gaur Leela is Krishna Leela in distribution mode. Sometimes Guru Maharaj will say that Mahaprabhu, we were talking about Gaur Gadadhar and Champahati. Those the saying Gaur and Gadadhar are Radha and Krishna, and that's their Acharya Leela. Right? As he writes in the beginning of Prapanna Jivanamritam, Guru Rupa Harim Gauram, the Guru Roop of Krishna is Gauranga. And what is that? Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam. Her heart and halo, he's covered in that, doing what? Nityam Nomi Navadvipe Nama Kirtana Nartanai, and dancing throughout Navadvip and tasting his own name and distributing his own name in the process. So, after Kaviraj Goswami's invoked the sloka of Rupa Goswami to tell him the appearance of Mahaprabhu and how he's magnanimously distributing Krishna Prem, like his others are, Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurta Se Namaha. He's saying, but there are some confidential reasons for his appearance, personal. He said, just as when Krishna appeared in Vrindavan, we're told the demon killing is done by his Narayan or Vishnu aspect. Because Swayam Bhagavan means all of the avatars, expansion, everyone are within him. Right? So when he appears, it's mentioned. So Krishna's real purpose is tasting rasa and having rasic exchange with his devotees. But this demon killing is more appropriate for Vishnu. Right? Vishnu carries the gada and the chakra, right? The club and the disc. So that's more appropriate for him. So they're saying, really, Krishna's real purpose is to relish rasa, all these different rasas with his devotees, and the secondary function is the killing of the demons. So Kaviraj Goswami says, in a similar way, this the Nam Sankirtan and the Yuga Dharma, that's actually the secondary purpose of Mahaprabhu, but his primary, he's taking advantage of this opportunity. It's the necessity. The time has come for the Yuga avatar to appear. So he's saying, he's taking advantage of that. He's going to distribute through Nam Sankirtan, but when that public service is achieved, Then he's going to go into his private life, what he's been trying to maintain his composure all along, means the delay and the full-blown taste and expression experience of Radha Bhav. Because in these pastimes, they'll say, oh, he's coming as a devotee to show what is devotion. That's a general statement. And if we see, study carefully Chaitanya Bhagavan and Charitamritam together, we'll see there's a gradual transition from, say, Bhakta Bhav toward Radha Bhav. Right? So, and that Rupa Goswami makes reference to in the Chaitanyastakam. Sado pasya sriman drittam manujakai pranayatam bahadbir givane girisha parmeshta pribhativi shabhaktebhya sudham nijabhajana mudram upadisham sat chaitanya kime punar bhidashor yashati padam. Saying, this is such a rare opportunity that even Brahma and Shiva and gods and goddesses are donning human forms to like mix in the crowd and the pastimes of Mahaprabhu so they can have a glimpse of the beauty of Gaura Hari. And normally when you come, say, to visit some auspicious personality, you should come with some gift. Told here, the gift that they're bringing is the love and affection that is in their hearts. And there, in the last line, he says, Sva Bhaktebhya Sudham Nijabhajana Mudram Upadishan. And together with his devotees, he's revealing what is devotion, how to be a devotee of Krishna. As we just told in this Madhavendra Puri disappearance and the story of Kirachor Gopinath. And here's a clear indication, or more than a hint, of what is the position of Mahaprabhu. It's mentioned, as Gopinath, the kheer has been offered to him. Hare Krishna. Anyway, that's why you have to get those little like sandbag things. Just let it be, you know. Gopinath, the bhog, the kheer, he's on it. The kheer has been offered to him. So he's tasted that. So why is Mahaprabhu so eager to get the kheer prasad? If he's already tasted this, as you know, he used to say, oh, I've already taken as Gopinath. No, because he's not in the mood of Krishna or Gopinath. He's in the mood of a devotee. So what is that? He wants to take the prasadam. We're told the unique taste of prasadam is touch the lips of Krishna. So he's in the mood of a devotee, very eager to taste that prasadam. That is always the position of Mahaprabhu. Saraswati Thakur tells us that those who try to impose the Krishna identity on Mahaprabhu, as the Gauranga Nagaris do, mean, here by that we mean, not to be misunderstood, Krishna is an enjoyer. And we know particularly Krishna's enjoyer in his Kishore age of Madhura Rasa. Saying to impose that on Mahaprabhu is anathema, it's upasiddhantic, sahajiya. Is there anything other word I should use? Wrong. Just wrong. No, and sometimes they try to quote some writings where it's saying the women of Navadeep sometimes will be attracted by the beauty of Gaura Hari, Nimai Pandit, and express some erotic sentiments towards him. Guru Maharaj said, yes, and he never reciprocated them. In fact, he did not have such pastimes with Lakshmi Priya or Vishnu Priya. They're not part of this Leela. It's very important to understand it. He's exclusively in the position of a devotee throughout. He doesn't transition from some other, but not really. He appears, we're told, it's a delightful thing that, you know, Gadadhar Pandit was very charmed. Remember, Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani. Very charmed by Nimai Pandit, saying, such a beautiful boy, so handsome, attractive, everything, like qualified in every way if he was only a devotee of Krishna. That's Krishna's playing, as if he's aloof to that. He's just, he's brilliant, he's charming. He tells the girls on the bank of the Ganga who are, you know, they're making offerings to the Lord, and, you know, like on a cottage, and he's saying, like, really, you should just give it all to me. Like the demigods, they're just my servants. They do whatever I want. And they're thinking, oh, you're so arrogant. And, you know, that type of mentality is not good. But it's true. He's just telling them the truth. I just worship the demigods. You know, they're my aspiring humble servitors. And in many different ways, he plays like that until he apparently starts transitioning into not only a devotee, but super devotee, to the delight of all the devotees. But that said, what was I saying? Before that? Huh? I mentioned that, and before that?
You were talking about Prasadam of Gopinath.
Oh, right, the position of Mahaprabhu. So it's always and only as a devotee. There, we could say that sometimes we hear some pastimes where momentarily, like a delirium, he becomes Varaha, the Varaha avatar, or he plays as Balaram, or these kind of things. But remember, in Chaitanya Charitamritam, we're also told, Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arsabritya. He doesn't play as Krishna. Sometimes Balaram, Varahadev, others, Ramachandra and his devotees, but he's not taking the position of Krishna as enjoyer, Adipurusha Krishna. Right? Because Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arsabritya. There's only one Krishna who's, you know, the ultimate enjoyer of everything, and everyone else is servant in the servant mood, including Balaram and Nityananda. And what we will save for tomorrow is the internal reason for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is expressed in the slokas of Swarup Damodar, beginning with Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shakti Rasmad. We'll pick up from there tomorrow. Anything you want to add, Maharaj, at this time?
I would like to be a devotee.
He's aspiring for this. Hare Krishna. What Guru said, one of his godbrothers said, like, this is like the dog collar. A dog with a collar means he belongs to somebody. And he would say, this means we belong to Krishna and his devotees. It's our collar. We have a master. We have masters, and that's Krishna and his devotees. And Mahaprabhu, Radha Govinda. Hare Krishna.